I've just seen too much. FM 90.3 WJTL, we're your home for Christ Community Music. That's Big Daddy Weave, I've Just Seen Too Much. Good morning to you, Liam and Fred with you, 7:03.
And our first movie night of 2026 is happening tonight at 6:30 p.m. Landis Hall at the Junction Center. You can bring your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, some strangers, whoever. You can enjoy free drinks and popcorn. All those details are posted online at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
Our very special guest this morning, our friend Christabel Braden, is here with Hope Survives. Good morning, Christabel.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. You as well.
Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, I want to say hi to the Hope Survives community. I want to say hi to my family.
Yeah. It's wonderful having your husband, Mike, here with
us
today.
Yes. I'm so glad he's here.
Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Mike. Glad you're here, buddy. So, Christabel, Hope Survives is your ministry that you started. It's Brain Injury Awareness Month in March. How do those two things fit together?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for having me today for Brain Injury Awareness Month here in March. Hope Survives is a nonprofit organization that provides community, education, and wellness resources for individuals and families that are going through brain injury. So a lot of times people who've had brain injuries, whether it's traumatic brain injury, concussions, strokes, there's a lot of acquired brain injuries like oxygen deprivations or surviving a drug overdose and different things that can cause neurological effects. And so when people get home from the hospital and they have a brain injury, they feel isolated and they don't know what to do or where to go for help and for hope. And so at Hope Survives, we help to fill in that gap by providing community and resources and Bible studies and support groups for people who've had brain injuries.
I've seen a lot of your posts, and you post a lot of time how it's really an invisible disability. People don't look at you and think you're dealing with something so traumatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to see on the outside. A recent survey from the Brain Injury Association of America shows that 1 in 4 people in the United States have experienced traumatic brain injury. And so everybody knows somebody who's had an injury, but you just can't see it.
Yeah. And you are somebody who has had a traumatic brain injury. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I've had multiple traumatic brain injuries over the course of many years. After my first brain injury, there was a lot of things that went untreated and undiagnosed, such as vision and vestibular issues that I kept falling and hitting my head over and over again.
Oh, wow.
But I had to rehab back from cognitive deficits, my right side atrophied. I had to relearn how to get dressed, how to take a shower, short-term memory loss, all of these things as a teenager. It flipped my whole life upside down.
Yeah.
And now I really feel like God's called me to help other people going through that.
As far as Hope Survives goes, so that makes you somebody who has special insight into the people you're ministering to, right?
Yeah, it took about a 10-year journey to found the nonprofit.
Yeah.
And now I'm executive director, and we serve people all over the nation and even internationally through our virtual accessible resources.
And I know music is very important to you, and we're going to talk about that more, but you also get the opportunity to speak at a lot of places to talk about not only your experience, but also how Hope Survives can help.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so grateful for the opportunities the Lord has open doors for. I couldn't speak like this after I had my brain injury. I had right side weakness, as I mentioned, and so speech was hard. I had something called aphasia, which is word finding difficulties. And so once the gift of communication starting to come back, I felt like I needed to use my voice to make a difference and to be able to share hope with others.
Just give us a little brief insight into how music has played a part of your healing and how it does in many others' lives.
Sure. Well, for me, music was a huge part of coming back from my brain injury. I never wrote a song before the injury, and after, I just started to write hundreds and hundreds of songs. When I couldn't express myself through speaking, it came out through songwriting and through lyrics and being able to sing something in ways that I couldn't speak it.
Mm.
And so that's what started the journey, and it eventually led to recording albums and touring. But you know, God created music. It's the only thing that lights up every area of your brain.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's so powerful for your neuroplasticity and your brain's ability to heal. And yeah. Think about how God gave us worship and he gave us music and what we were created for.
Right.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. Well, we've been very pleased here at WJTL to be a small part of your journey with Hope Survives and with your music ministry as well. I mean, how many years ago was it that you came and sang at Sertoma Chicken Barbecue?
Yeah, that was 2015.
Crazy.
11 years ago.
So 11 years ago.
Wow.
That's crazy. And I had the special privilege of being at your wedding. The song that you sang for Mike at your wedding that you wrote for him, probably one of the prettiest wedding songs I've ever heard. It was beautiful. And I was
Thank
so
you.
Impressed that you could pull it off on your own wedding day. Even though you hadn't thought about how you were going to sit in that dress.
You know, Mike and I met because of me singing there.
Yeah, at Sertoma. How crazy is that? If people want more information on Hope Survives, what's the best place for them to visit you online?
So all of the information is available at hopesurvives.org.
Okay.
And you can find our, everything's virtual and accessible. And so we hope that if you know somebody who's had a concussion, a traumatic brain injury, through a car accident or another means, or a stroke, we provide support for families, and we have a couples support group for couples navigating brain injury, as well as individuals. And so if you know anyone, we would be happy to help.
Check it out online. HopeSurvives.org is the place to go. HopeSurvives.org. Coming up, we'll talk more with Christabel. We're going to play one of her songs, too, on the way. So stick around for that. Katie, Nicole, and Bay Turner are next.